And welcome back in to Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood, along with Mike Bernard. Mike's out in the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios in Vegas. Mike, again, we kind of briefly recap the Philadelphia win over the Falcons last night, 18-12, when we started the first segment of Inside the Numbers. But real quick, just want to ask you a question from a Vegas standpoint. And again, it's maybe something that you guys aren't even looking at right now. But we talked about Nick Foles and about how he's playing ugly, but again, he's 6-1 as a starter. All of a sudden, if Carson Wentz comes back into the picture in a few weeks, does that all of a sudden change everything for you guys out there in Vegas about what you expected from the Eagles?
Oh, no question. Well, let's take a look at it this way. All right, without, and this is not a knock on Foles, but that was the worst offensive first quarter for an opener for any NFL offense in 13 years. And it's not all on Foles. We know that. But to your point, this is direct. This is directly to the point that you're making about Carson Wentz being the stronger player. The Eagles opened -4 in that game. Well, at kickoff, the game was a pick because when they opened 4, Carson Wentz was still listed as questionable. Once he was listed as out, the line went down to 2.5, 2, and all the way down to pick. So, yes, definitely a quarterback of that magnitude definitely has a big impact on the point spread.
Let's take a look at some Sunday games, and we'll start out with Houston at New England, the Texans and the Pats. They're going to square off. Houston actually favored to win the AFC South this year. Pats, they're expected to win the AFC East. Nothing new there because they've done that for each of the last 9 years and 14 of the last 15 seasons.
Yeah, that's unprecedented domination at that level in the NFL. And a lot of it shows to the other teams not being up to par, but still that's amazing. The Pats seem to win the AFC every year. They certainly win the AFC East, as you said, 14 of the last 15 years. Houston, they have Deshaun Watson back from injury. And last year, he lit up opposing defenses before that injury. This opener is very similar to 2017 when the Pats opened with the Chiefs at home. New England was favored by 8, and they lost the game by 15.
I'm not sure about all the nuances of scheduling in the NFL, but you know, last season the Texans had to go to Foxborough, and they won 36-33, and now they've got to go back again. Tom Brady in his 19th year, showing no signs of losing his form. Bill Belichick, he's still the master, and I'm going to tell you, he has an uncanny ability to take a position and go out and find a guy and plug and play, and it's almost like they don't miss a beat.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, he's taken that. He's the one who really, in my view, took the running back position and said, we're not going to pay big contracts. We're going to take a guy and we're going to cut him. We're going to get a guy off waivers. And with Tom Brady's passing game, the running back was relegated to, you know, a second tier, and he won Super Bowls that way. So, look, in this game, they're favored by less than a touchdown. That's the first warning sign. They're only 6 or 6.5 in most spots. New England started out slow in 2017, but they did win 4 of their last 5 home games, and they won those by 18 points or more. So the Texans, you know, they lost Deshaun Watson, so they lost 6 straight games to end 2017. The point spread says Houston keeps it close, but trends say the Pats, because New England is 34-16-2 against the number their last 52 home games.
The late afternoon game, Cowboys travel to Carolina to take on Cam Newton and the Panthers. Dallas, they won 9 games in 2017, but they still missed the postseason. Carolina, they didn't make the playoffs, but they lost in the wild card game to the Saints.
Yeah, and most expect these teams to contend for the postseason in 2018. The Panthers have to solve that puzzle. How do they beat New Orleans? Because they lost to the Saints all 3 meetings last year.
Yeah, and I think when you look at Dallas, you've got Dak Prescott to kind of hang your hat on there. I think he's going to be in Dallas. He's going to be their leader for a long time. Ezekiel Elliott, you've got weapons, but you have no wide receiver that has Dez Bryant-type talent.
No, but I saw Dez Bryant as a toxic player in the locker room and, more importantly, maybe on the sideline. Prescott doesn't have to hear his whining. Dallas would be winning, and I thought Prescott, that told me when I knew he had it, the it factor to be a quarterback in the league, the way he would handle Bryant complaining. If the Cowboys could have been up double digits and Bryant's complaining that he's not getting the ball, so he doesn't have to hear that anymore. And, of course, the Dallas offensive line, it's one of the best. I think they're going to go back to establishing that run game with Elliott, as you mentioned. The trends, public all over the Panthers in this spot. Carolina open 2. They're now -3. And both teams play a style that favor the under. The under is 19-7 in Dallas's last 26 road games, and the under's 5-1 in Carolina's last 6 openers.
Interested to see how Cam Newton responds to some of the offseason criticism that some of his former teammates levied upon him. Will be interesting to see if he comes out and plays with a chip on his shoulder, especially on Sunday afternoon. Sunday night, the Bears and the Packers go at it. This is an NFC North battle. Bears have a new head coach. What's new? But Matt Nagy gets his shot at trying to rebuild the Bears. The one thing for the Green Bay Packers, it doesn't matter who the coach is, they've got Aaron Rodgers back, and he seems to be healthy.
Yeah, and I don't care who gets given the award, but every year A-Rod is the MVP of the league in the true sense of the word because, look, the Patriots can win games without Tom Brady. Green Bay can't win without Rodgers. The last two seasons, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers won games with virtually no run game or an abysmal run game. It's the only time in my 25 years of handicapping that I've seen that.
The thing about Aaron Rodgers is when they had all those injuries, defenses knew, hey, he is the only weapon that they have over there that can beat us. And it was almost like him playing out in the backyard, and he's the big quarterback, and he's got a bunch of mighty mites running around because he had no talent around him. But yet he still found a way to win football games. And you're right. If you put Aaron Rodgers with the type talent that surrounds some of the other premier quarterbacks in the league, man, he wins the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, I think he's the best, most talented. I love how he handles himself. But, you know, those individual awards, I mean, there's a lot of that is what it is. But when I take a look at trends in this game, Green Bay opened as an 8.5-point favorite. Now most places have them -7.5. But the Packers own the Bears both straight up and against the number. Green Bay's 8-2 straight up the last 10 meetings at home. And they're 25-10-1 against the number the last 36 meetings.
All right, couple of games on Monday night. The late game, the return of Chucky. The Rams and the Raiders take on each other out on the West Coast. John Gruden, Chucky gets to return to the league after being gone for 10 years. The Rams surprisingly made the postseason in 2017, but lost to Atlanta in the wild card game.
Yeah, Rams are favored by 4 in Oakland. Odds makers, they're just not buying into the John Gruden hype. Jared Goff had a solid year. Rams run game, very solid, led by Todd Gurley. The Raiders had a lot of issues in the offseason, including they had to trade their best defensive lineman, Khalil Mack.
That made a lot of noise across the league. I mean, eyebrows were raised when they ship Mack off to Chicago, because now, regardless, Mack has automatically just made the Chicago Bears defense a lot better. And by him leaving, Oakland is not as good. Now, again, John Gruden, I don't think that he really wanted to trade Mack. I think he was trying to maneuver himself for some moves down the road. But now Gruden's been away from the game for 10 years. And a lot of people say, hey, he's not going to be able to pick right back up because things have changed. From that aspect, I disagree, because John Gruden has been working on Monday Night Football for the past 10 years. And unlike some commentators who just kind of go through the motions. He prepared each week like he was coaching in a football game, and he was breaking down both teams' defense, both teams' offense, special teams. So I don't think that's going to be a detriment for Gruden, but I think the detriment for Gruden is going to be that Oakland's just not very good right now.
Right, that's a very good point, because when you go back and look at him on Monday night, if he were a coach still in the game, he would have broken down the opponent. Well, for an analyst, he went above and beyond. He broke down both teams on both sides of the ball, which is more work than you have to do as a coach. I don't think he's going to forget how to coach, okay? It's just a matter of, like you said, they're not as talented as the Rams. And speaking of the Rams, look, they don't get to play on Monday night very often, but when they do, they've only covered one of seven times. The Rams covered in week one just four times in the last 17 years, so they usually get off to a slow start. Raiders, not much better against the spread either. They've just covered three of their last 14 games.
All right, Mike Bernard out there in our GameDaySportsRadio.com studios in Las Vegas. Again, sponsored by State Farm Insurance, auto, home, property, and life, all the products of State Farm Insurance. State Farm here to help life go right. And if you're in the Birmingham, Alabama market, go by and see Larry McIntosh in Pelham or give them a call at 205-663-3119. Mike, appreciate your time, and look forward to having you back on Monday. And we'll do a recap of both some of the key college and the NFL games.
Look forward to it, Coach. Talk to you then.
All right, we'll be right back.